While this is loading, remind everyone that this is brought to you by the LGBT Caucus, and I'd be remiss if I didn't try to get you guys to become members by swinging by our booth, which is in the 1400s block in the expo. So please, and if you don't have a rainbow sticker and you want one, please come by and get it. Okay, so this is research that really came out of, or was a side project of research that I did on tops, bottoms, and versatile. So basically, among gay and bisexual men, their preferred anal penetrative role. So I was looking into different body traits that might be associated with those roles, and I kept throwing in condom use just to see what would go on, and some pretty wonky things would happen. So this is what I'll be talking about. I'll give you a brief intro, some hypotheses, methods, results, conclusions, the usual suspects. No relationships to disclose. Okay, so what do we know? In a given year, the average gay man is going to accrue about 7 unique anal intercourse partners. And if we take out everyone who just simply didn't have sex that year, that number jumps up dramatically. And of course, bisexual men, somewhat lower than that, but if we factor in their female partners, they're still pretty high. So gay and bisexual men are consistently and densely sexually active. They're accruing partners. And the internet's only made it easier. It's made it easier to sift through and pick out the people that they want to have sex with in a very efficient way. So men cruise for these apes. I didn't think about that one. men cruise for these partners by looking for specific physical body characteristics. And research tells us that these characteristics are height, weight, hairiness, muscularity, and but usually erect penis size. And obviously we're talking about when we look at height, taller men are more preferred, weight, thinner men are more preferred, hairiness, who knows, really. but the research says people tend towards hairlessness as being, you know, somewhat interesting. And of course, everyone wants a muscular man, everyone wants a man with an 8-inch penis. So, how does this look like online? So this is, I pulled this off, I guess, yesterday. So you got muscles, all right? This guy is looking to worship a muscular guy. And I think the implication there is that he himself may not be muscular, but he's looking for a muscular man. And if you look at the bottom, he's even willing to forgive older guys. Wow. If they're muscular, okay? God forbid someone be over 35. Alternatively, we've got an ad looking for hairiness. So this is, are there any hairy tops out there? So what's important to notice in this guy seems to have no chest hair or no hair whatsoever. So is he looking for a man who contrasts what he is? I like to work a little bit of penis into every presentation. In this case, that's a lot of penis. So what is research tell us about body traits, what they're correlated with, what they influence? Even my heterosexual men in the audience and my lesbians, you can pick which is the more attractive man, okay? It's going to be the classic V-shape, muscular man with, you know, a very, very large penis. And if you don't have those traits, such as the man on the right, this leads to some major psychological issues, including body dysmorphic disorder, psychological distress, eating disorders, low self-esteem, you name it. It can come from that. Have we had our fill of penis? Good. Okay, as for sexual health outcomes, no pun intended. Thank you, Christian. Speaking of Christian, so penis size has been... No, this is his research, guys. His research. Christian Grove and colleagues found that penis size has consistently been negatively associated with condom use, positively associated with number of sex partners. And some research that that I conducted shows that weight shows a similar association, where the heavier you are, the more likely you are, or the less likely you are to use condoms. Weight is also negatively associated with number of sex partners, positively associated with rejection. But these traits, it's important to realize, are only meaningful when we place them against our partners. You know, I can be 400 pounds. That doesn't mean that I'm going to do anything more or less. It's when I take my 400 pounds and I try to get into bed with someone, okay? So, the last thing before we get into the methods and the meat here, there is this idea of exotic as erotic. And while Daryl Bem created this theory in the 90s to socially explain homosexuality, which I do not agree with at all, it is somewhat interesting to think about with respect to partners. So is the degree to which our partners are exotic or foreign from us, does that increase the eroticism associated with the experience and thus decrease the likelihood of condom use? Research questions. How do self and partner traits relate to number of partners? How do self and partner trait congruence, how well they match up, relate to partners, number of partners? And then where does condom use come in? I'm actually going to skip this slide because you can read this. It's also in the results section. Okay, anyone who's read anything by me in the past 3 years knows the Craigslist study. Gay and bisexual men placing ads on Craigslist. Basically, we got them to take a 30-minute survey. Of the over 700 who began, we got a sample of over 500 measures. Classic demographic, we measured condom use was in the past 12 months. What percent of time did you use condoms? In terms of self and partner body traits, again, we use this comparative stuff. So, you know, compare to most men, how hairy are you? And then to assess partners, how hairy do you like your male partners to be? Contrast scores were simple subtraction. Okay, largely white sample, largely educated sample. A little bit of weirdness in the sexual orientation because this was from Craigslist, and those men are often in the closet. It's free, it's easy, and it's anonymous. In terms of the traits, though, we can see that the men, on average, were a little bit taller, a little bit heavier. They were less hairy, less muscular, but had larger erect penises, because 4 would be the average point there, because it's comparative. In terms of partners, no surprise, they want taller partners, they want skinnier partners, they want partners who are less hairy, who are more muscular, and who have large erect penises. And the contrast scores aren't really that meaningful in this context, but if you want to take a look at it, it's just that compared to themselves, they want partners that are, they want partners, the men, let me just explain it in the context of the actual hypotheses. It'll make more sense there. So valued body traits will be associated with increased numbers of partners. Unvalued or not valued traits will be negatively associated with number of partners. So we have some significant findings where the taller you are, you accrued more partners. And incidentally, we threw in the partner height into the model just sort of as a control. And some of those were significant, but in a different sort of way. So if you wanted taller partners, you actually accrued fewer partners. And that kind of makes sense because it's kind of hard to find really tall guys. Similarly with weight, if you wanted heavier partners, it's kind of hard to find heavier partners. So you're going to have fewer partners. Muscularity, the more muscular you are, you accrue more partners. And of course, with penis size, it works perfectly. The bigger your penis is, the more likely you are to accrue partners. So let's jump into the quadratics. And we remember from ninth grade statistics, smiley face is positive, frowny face is negative. So I hope everyone can see. Yeah. So in terms of height and muscularity, it was these two traits that really popped, where if you fell on the ends in terms of contrast, so either you were much taller than your partner, or your partner's much taller than you, in those situations, you're going to find partners. Same thing with muscularity. So, and with muscularity, it tends more towards the more muscular you are versus your partner, the more partners you're going to accrue. Now, in terms of the health aspects, 4 out of the 5 of these traits in their contrast scores were significant. Weight was not. So we get this frowny face when it comes to height. So if you're much taller than your partner, or your partner's much taller than you, or you prefer partners that are much taller than you, you're going to tend not to use condoms with the same consistency as people who use who are the same height as their partners, or like partners that are the same height. Similarly with hairiness, it's when we get this incongruence or this we get this separation between self and partner that we really see that condom use wanes. And again, muscularity and erect penis size, but again, P equals 0.05, not the strongest relationship, and that's a limitation. So just to conclude here, so there were linear effects regarding self and partner traits and number of partners accrued, not really that surprising, but it was surprising that this difference between self and partner, particularly when it came to height and muscularity, led men to basically accrue more partners. And of course, 4 out of our 5 traits had these quadratic hypothesized associations when it comes to condom use. So let's ask ourselves why. Well, we really need to rethink what we've operationalized here, okay? So on the negative spectrum, the partner is preferred to have more of the trait, okay? If you scored a negative score, you wanted the taller man, you wanted the heavier man. On the positive side, individuals are going to have more of the trait, okay? You're going to be the taller partner, you're going to have the larger erect penis. So it's really trait dependent, and that's going to push the rationale. The way that these sort of contrast scores come together might push different outcomes when it comes to condom decision making. So, for example, there may be eroticism associated with the difference, right? I'm with a partner who's got an enormous penis. It's a more erotic experience, so we're not going to use condoms. Or if we look at something like muscularity, if I'm with a partner who's so much more muscular than I am, maybe that's going to activate low self-esteem, and I'm not going to use condoms because I don't feel good about myself. Then there are, of course, cultural expectations that go along with some of these traits, like, for example, in the bear community and hairiness. So how could you fit with those models might influence condom use. And then, of course, and what I think is probably most important here is these serostatus assumptions that traits, I think, or that individuals make using traits as proxy measures. So I'm with a very tall man. Well, he can't possibly have HIV or STDs. Or I'm with a super muscular guy. He can't possibly give me herpes, you know? So I think that may be a really important aspect. Real quick, some limitations, kind of the usual suspects with any online research. Hard to know if we can generalize between. But there were small effect sizes here where we had, you know, standardized betas of minus 0.11, minus 0.14, you know, how strong is that? The measures were a little crude and they were single item. But most importantly, the limitation here is wanting a trait in a partner the same thing as actually going out and actualizing experiences with partners. Future research. So we need to explore this just a little bit more. We need more elaborate measures to look at this phenomenon and also different psychological measures to understand what's going on behind this. So self-esteem, body image is going to come into play. And I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up a little resilience with Ron here. What's so good or protective about being with or wanting a partner that's a mirror image to yourself? Why? Why are you more likely to use condoms with him than with someone who is different than you? So these are all questions that more research or further research hopefully will answer for us. So that's about it. Just want to thank, again, with New York Medical College in Epi and Community Health. Thanks, everyone.